Welcome to the GearyaGirl.com official podcast, special edition. Unfortunately, I've been neglecting the podcast, and I'm sorry for that, but what's been happening is people have been asking me to be on their podcast. So in my mind, I've kind of been doing my own podcast, but really I haven't because I've been on their podcast. Hey, let's see how many times I can say the word podcast here in a sentence and still have it make sense. Anyway, so below this, I will have the links to those guest appearances that have already happened. And each one has a little bit of a different theme. There was one with GMB, which is Gold Medal Bodies. That was a lot of fun to talk to those guys. They have an amazing approach to body weight training that is really cool and that you should totally check out. And then even more recently, and I haven't even had a chance to link to this from my blog, so you bet it's going to be on there. Another appearance with Matt Schifferle and his very popular Red Delta Project podcast. And Matt has done just an incredible job. He's a PCC team leader. He's really earned that title and has a great following online, an extensive website all about bodyweight training. And he's got a really cool creative approach, which if you like my creative approach, you'll definitely like his creative approach, which just goes way into calisthenics that you can do at home or outdoors or really anywhere. I should also mention, and I will link below, that Matt is going to be leading an SCC, that Strength Calisthenics Certification workshop, out in Denver, Colorado, where he lives. So you'll have a lot of fun if you go to that. I loved leading an SCC workshop recently in the Washington, D.C. area at Mike Krivka's awesome gym. So if you are in the Denver area or even just on that side of the country, definitely think about checking out Matt's SCC. I don't remember what date it is, but again, hey, guess what? I'll link it below. Now, all that talk of body weight. You know, I love body weight exercise, calisthenics, all that good stuff, but I really love kettlebells too. In fact, kettlebells was kind of how I found Dragon Door to begin with. I had found an article, I can't talk today, I need more coffee. Originally how I found kettlebells. I saw an article by Lauren Brooks about a million billion years ago, which would have been, I had just turned 30. Oh boy, really long time ago. That's about 9 years ago. And I was looking for something that I could do at home or just wherever. The local gyms, I hate to say this, but they were getting downright creepy and I was fighting a lot of traffic. It seemed like it was harder to get to and from this particular gym than to actually work out. And I thought that was kind of silly. So I'm like, what can I do at home that's totally going to kick my butt? You know, I'd reached a plateau. I was doing one of those kind of, you know, typical bodybuilding workouts, which, you know, nothing against the sport of bodybuilding, but it's a sport. It has different goals than what I was going for, which at the time were just to get a little stronger and to get in better shape. You know, when people turn 30, everybody acts like it's a big deal. I know it's not a big deal now. I'm staring down the barrel of 40 in about 6 months here. And again, I don't, honestly, at this point, age is more like a punchline. So, but at the time, turning 30 was a big deal. And everyone's like, oh, it all falls apart after 30. And boy, is that a lie. So if you're 29 right now and you're freaking out, don't freak out. You're going to be fine. All those other people are just lazy or really unlucky or something. So you don't fall apart, I promise. Not if you're taking care of yourself. You may need to start stepping it up as, you know, metabolism changes, even for guys. So guys and girls, you know, stop eating crappy food. You shouldn't be eating crappy food at any age. You can get away with it when you're younger. That's the thing. When you get older, it's not that you stop being able to do stuff. It's just you have to stop abusing yourself, you know? So, yeah, anyway. Woohoo, tangent. Right, so I'd found Lauren Brooks' article. I thought, hey, this looks cool, and dang, she looks strong. I'd like to look like that. And she's obviously doing this on like a patio or something. I mean, this article was so old. The internet was way crummier than it was now. All these tiny little pictures. I actually printed the article out and took it in the other room, closed the door. I had this really crummy off-brand kettlebell, actually from a company that's not even around anymore. And, you know, I thought I was pretty strong because I'd been doing my bodybuilding style workout, the same one for probably a couple of years. You know, even though I was plateauing all over the place and not looking the way that I wanted to, I certainly wasn't looking the way that people were looking in magazines that were purporting the type of workout I was doing. But here was Lauren. These were homemade photos. These were real. There was no Photoshop involved here. So I thought, hey, I'd give it a try. And fortunately, I didn't break anything. No windows or closet doors or walls were injured in the original tryout of the kettlebell. But I could tell right away, even with all of my years of doing things terribly at the gym, I needed a coach, and I searched and I searched and I searched. I knew I needed a personal trainer, and I searched and I searched, and I was not liking what I was finding. I thought to myself, hey, well, obviously, it's not that hard to become a personal trainer around here. So I started studying the ACE manual, and I was running my previous small business at the time, so I had some time, but not a ton. Eventually, I took that computer test, and I had my, I had my certification, and obviously, that was not enough to get started with a new career. It's like, ooh, I have a piece of paper. Ooh, yeah, guess what? So do other people. If you have no experience working with clients at that point, it really, honestly, doesn't mean anything. But I was able to start helping myself, even though the information I'd gotten from, fairly general personal training cert was not the information I wanted. I still really needed to know about kettlebells. And I had been kind of stalking the Dragon Door website, looking, hoping, thinking about going to the RKC. So finally, when I found an RKC trainer that was nearby enough, it was actually still a very serious drive. But I met Tim Schumann, and you know what? I've always not really liked it when people are overly complimentary, or, I don't need 20,000, oh yay, that was awesome, that was good. You know what? If it was awesome and it was good, then tell me. If it's not quite there, then tell me. I don't need to be buttered up. Obviously, hey, guess what? I'm Gen X. Woo-woo! Tim was a very strict teacher, and that's what I was looking for. I can get random compliments by other means, I'm sure, if that's what I want, but I don't trust that. A lot of people were like, oh, man, it's too harsh of a coach, and like, no, that's what I want, and I bring a little bit of that to my own training as well. It's like, if I tell you that was great, you can rest assured that was great. You can show anyone that move and they'll agree that was great, and they're not just being nice. So, all right, coming back. So I started training and learning more about kettlebells. I realized that everything I thought I knew that I had taught myself from YouTube and from still images and from trying to interpret Lauren's awesome article, which was, totally correct. She was doing all the right things, but my brain was just not quite there ready to wrap my head around it. I didn't have the context, and that's why I'm so glad I got with an RKC trainer. So I started training with Tim in about 2009, and I signed up to take the RKC, which came to Orlando in 2010. So I trained for an entire year, but I remember that first session after I trained with Tim. I came back and I was like, oh wow, I thought I knew what I was doing, and I have no clue. And it was one of those things, I knew I was going to keep training with Tim. I knew I wanted to learn it the right way, but I had to give up a lot of, oh, well, I think I know what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. You know, a lot of times these kettlebells, they seemed, quote, light to me. What do you mean pick up the 25 pound? I've been doing lat pull downs with 90 pounds. Ooh. Whoop-de-doo. I mean, that's not that bad, but it's not, like, a big deal. Okay, so here I was, being humbled by a little 20-pound, 25-pound ball of iron. You know, what is that about? So I had a lot, a little bit of humble pie to eat, a lot of humble pie to eat. And I actually get some kind of, you know, weird satisfaction when watching this whole process with some of the people that I train. They're like, you want me to use that little thing? Like, just, yeah, you know what, humor me. This is acting class. You can pretend like that's difficult. And after a while, they realize they're not pretending, that it actually is difficult when you are doing these exercises the correct way. Now, the great news is, once you learn the proper form and what you're doing, it just, everything just kind of skyrockets and takes off. And that's what happened with me. And, you know, physique changes that had been completely impossible, quote unquote, but I'd tried everything. Yeah, well, honestly, when people say that, chances are some of them really have tried everything that is presented as appropriate to them. And in women's fitness, that's a whole lot of bunk usually. Don't even get me started. That's a whole nother podcast that probably no one can stand to listen to because it'd be one big rant. Ladies, check out the long, lean lies. Oh, goodness. So anyway, I started really training for the RKC. I waited a year and just really put a lot of time into it. And toward the end, I started getting super, super nervous. There was this, you know, the infamous kettlebell snatch test. It was 5 minutes, and you have to do 100 snatches in that 5 minutes. They all have to be good, okay? If you've never done kettlebell snatches, it's hard to appreciate the difficulty of that. It's like, whatever, 5 minutes. Well, you know, 5 minutes is a long time and 5 minutes is a short time, depending on what you're doing. With the snatch test, it's a little bit of both. And I'm one of those people where if I'm going to have to sit that thing down, I might not pick it up again. Fortunately, I was a good bit lighter than I am today. Unfortunately, that also means I had a lot less muscle. Now, I was right there on that edge. Back then, Dragon Door only had a 12-kilo kettlebell, and then it jumped up to a 16-kilo kettlebell. So I needed to really make sure I was staying under a certain weight, because the difference between a 12-kilo kettlebell and a 16-kilo kettlebell for someone of my size is enormous. Now, I'm pleased to say that these days I can do the test with the 16-kilo kettlebell, even though I don't need to. So, we'll get back to that. Sorry about the squeaky chair. Okay, so I was super stressed out about the whole RKC weekend. It was going to be 3 days of intense training and learning, and I wanted to, sorry about my email noise there, I wanted to, you know, get as much goodie out of those 3 days, because, you know, let's face it, these workshops are not inexpensive. They deliver a lot of value. You absolutely get your money's worth, but let's be honest, it's a lot of money. So part of the reason to really prepare for an RKC or PCC, or even, you know, the one-day ones, the HKC and the SCC, is that you're going to be in the best shape to get the most benefit out of your investment of time and of money. So I was taking that very seriously as well. I was also really scared about not passing. I shouldn't have been, because, you know, you have a fairly generous amount of time to send in a video of passing the test. But I knew at that point in my life, I needed to come home with that certification. I needed that satisfaction. And, you know, I didn't have a lot of confidence then. You know, I still work on confidence now. I think we all do, if we're going to be really honest. Those that don't question their own confidence, well, sometimes we question them. Or we should. It's like, wait a second. The more you know, the more you know that you don't know. You know, that's definitely been the case with me. But that's a great reason to have an endless quest and thirst for learning. I hope you've got that too. So I prepared for the RKC, and then leading up to just a few weeks before it, I started building up my volume. And there was this, you know, kind of approach that was like a 3-day-in-a-row deal, high volume, a lot of fun, really, honestly, I'll be honest with you, it was a lot of fun. But it just really got the reps in, and it got that volume up, started really conditioning the hands. And but even going into the RKC, I'll never forget that first day, weighing in, and I was where I needed to be, thank goodness, and then getting that 12 kilo kettlebell and thinking it was a super big deal for me, which at the time it was, and just getting that test, getting it done. And you know, I didn't have any basis of comparison. I don't like to compare myself to others anyway, but you know, I'd been really working hard for the previous year, and you know, the only other people in the area had already passed, and you know, I didn't know kind of where I stood in terms of my skills or whatnot. I've just been doing my best, you know, that's all I had been doing, and I'd been training, you know, with very strict rules, and I'd gotten a lot of very good habits, thank goodness. They came in handy. So I didn't realize that I stood out. I just always assume it's my stupid haircut, and which I like. I also like to call it my stupid haircut. It's very 90s. So, you know, but I didn't realize that I was kind of standing out. I should mention that there was something very special about that RKC workshop in 2010. I found out later that some of the people who were there are also still very good friends of mine. And, you know, we kind of circled around again after being at that workshop. And that would be Beth Andrews, who is an amazing instructor. She's a senior RKC now, and she's a PCC team leader. And Annie Vo was also there. She is a RKC team leader and a PCC instructor up in New York. I've got a podcast with her. That's the most recent episode before this one, so you'll want to check that out. She does more barbell than I do, and she's got a little bit of a different approach, so it's good to hear all about that, and I'm sure you'll like to hear that. And then let's see, Lauren Brooks was there, and she's a good friend of mine now. She's a senior RKC up in Tallahassee, Florida. I occasionally go up there, and we go and do crazy things, and I went up there one time, and we pushed a prowler and pulled like a sled dog sled. You know what I'm talking about, the yellow tubing sleds. She said, oh yeah, let's go pull these around the block. And I thought she meant like around the parking lot. And we ended up pushing and pulling those for over a mile. And that was something else. I ate a lot after that. It was pretty wild. So yeah, Lauren's always coming up with all these just like totally crazy challenges. And, you know, so it's just, there are so many people who are at that particular workshop that have ended up becoming lifelong friends and close friends. And, you know, we've taught together, and, just, I don't know. It was a very, very special workshop, and, it's something fun to think about as we come up to the annual Health and Strength Conference. Super proud to be presenting at that. And I'll have more information below this podcast as well. So back to the RKC. I did the snatch test with the 12, and I passed it with what I was told were flying colors. And that was good. But today, or actually not today, I should say this week, yesterday, a really incredible post is up there from Master RKC Andrea Duquesne, and she is just incredible. She's an awesome role model. She's super strong. She's so knowledgeable. I can't even express exactly how knowledgeable she is, you know, without gesturing and other such things. But, you know, anytime she's talking, I'm listening and I'm taking notes, okay? And it's like, what are you doing on your phone? I'm writing stuff down. Do you mind if I hit record? Here, hang on. Like, oh, say that again. She's just a total, just knowledge. I mean, there's a reason she's a master RKC. Let me just say that. Absolutely. And while I love to train with everybody, and I love all of our master RKCs, you know, if there's a chance that I can train with her, you bet I take it. And by the way, she will be at the Health and Strength Conference. Anyway, she has prepared a blog post, and this is one of those that, you know, if I have the blog post time machine and I could send this back to, like, you know, 2009, 2010, I really would. And it's got her plan for preparing for an RKC workshop. And it is so good that I'm thinking I might just do it. Even though I can already do the snatch test with a heavier kettlebell, even though I've already passed this stuff and I don't need to recert for a while, it's just a really good program. It's a 4-day-a-week program, and she outlines exactly what to do on every day. So, you know, if you've been certified for a while, whether or not it's time for you to recert, go check this thing out. I'll put a link down below, but it's on the RKC blog, rkcblog.dragondoor.com. It's the most recent post. But she's just got great examples of, you know, specific workouts. What to do if you're not quite there on a few things. When to move ahead. I can't say enough nice things about it. It's just really solid. And, you know, even if you're just looking for some way to kind of get your volume up a little bit, or you've got one of those days where I want to work out, but, you know, I don't want to write up something, or I don't want to start a new program. If you come in here and just choose one of these workouts, it's just fantastic. I don't know. It's one of those, again, I would send it through the time machine. She does double kettlebell and single kettlebell, and then also mixes in some of the variety lifts. Speaking of that, I need to test it out before I share it with you, but chances are it'll be on the bottom of this post, the way things are going today. I wrote a program for a friend of mine, and within it, one of the workouts had this thing I called a giblets circuit, and basically it was odds and ends, and it was kind of mean of me to call it giblets, because, like, giblets and gravy, and the person I wrote this for was vegan. She has a sense of humor, so we're all right. She actually went on Google and Googled giblets circuit, and I don't know if she found anything. I'm a little bit scared to ask if she did, but she's like, you know, does this supposed to mean anything? I'm like, nah, that was just a dumb name I gave to that. It's just odds and ends that I wanted you to still do, and I put them all together in a funny circuit, and it makes sense. So I'm like, oh, I want to do another giblets circuit. So I've written a giblets workout, and it's got some of the ideas from, sorry about the email again, I'm popular, what can I say? All right, not really, but whatever. So I'm going to have a giblets workout, and included in there is, of course, the one leg deadlift. And that is also a really cool article from Andrea Duquesne. So go check out the RKC blog. Go see her sensible approach to RKC prep. And down at the bottom, on day 4, there is a link to the single leg deadlift article that she wrote a little while ago. And it is fantastic. So, yeah. I'm also going to link one of the other things that totally, totally freaked me out back in the day for my RKC certification was, you know, my hands, they callus. You know, some of us callus more than others. Down here in Florida, it's super humid. And I was using chalk, and it was great for the first half of the test. But then, you know, things start going. Ends up, I was casting the bell out more than I should have been, and I had a friend help me with that as well, especially when I started going heavier. Right now, my test bell is the 14 kilo kettlebell, and I love that. I absolutely love that. it's a great size. Even though I like to play around with the test and do the test at the 16 kilo, I maintain the test with the 14 kilo pretty much, unless I'm really sick and coughing, which happens, you know, once every 2 years. I should be able to do that snatch test on any given day with the 14 kilo. And, you know, that's something that I maintain. If I don't, I know I need to make adjustments in what's going on in my life, and it's a good barometer. So, yeah, find out where you are with your weight class. And, you know, if you're right there on the edge, it might be time to make some decisions and some, you know, self-assessments. You know, if you're super lean and, you know, you're with that bell, it's time to get stronger. Maybe put on a little weight, you know, muscle, of course, to help you out. Or, you know, if you're right there on the edge and, you know, you're not quite as, you know, slim and trim as you should be, it might be time to look at some portion sizes and, you know, clean up the diet a little bit. Maybe, you know, I'm not sure how well known it is or isn't, because I don't make a big deal out of it, because it's not a big deal to me. But, you know, I don't drink alcohol at all. And I gave it up six years ago. It's been a while. But when I did, I dropped a random 3 pounds. I don't know where those came from. I was pretty darn lean at the time, and, you know, I gotta say, I don't miss it. Those of you who are just turning 30, I will say this, the hangovers get worse, okay? That does get worse. But yeah, it's not something I miss, and, you know, I found out a few friends of mine, you know, are in recovery and whatnot. I said, hey, you know what? If, we all go out, you can let me be the visible weirdo, and, you know, I'll drink coffee. I don't care how late it is. We'll go get kombucha instead or whatnot. But, you know, you can let me take the brunt of the, ew, you know, I have no problem with that. And, you know, there's a few places in town that, you know, serve stuff for everybody. And I like that a lot. Stardust Video and Coffee is a great one. And Red Light has kombucha on tap. A couple of the other coffee houses that stay open late. So to me, that's like super fun. Everybody can go and get what they want, including me. Darn it. So anyway, it's, you know, thinking about the test with the kettlebell choices, it's so important to kind of use that as a barometer. And the way they are now, I can't speak for the guys as much, but I feel like the test weights for the women are really spot on, and they do require, you know, a level of athleticism and a level of strength and a level of endurance, which was something that I'd never bothered with. You know, you have these people that think, oh yeah, women are all good at endurance. Yeah, buddy, whatever. You're going to tell me women are all good at flexibility too. Guess what? This one isn't. you know, all human bodies are a little different. We all have our strengths and weaknesses. I always loved strength training. I always loved picking up something that I thought was heavy and lugging it around. And I wanted big traps, dang it. And I have them. You know, reasonably so. Big enough. I mean, they're definitely bigger than average. So, you know, it's like this kettlebell swings and snatches and cleans. I love to train cleans. I know some of you probably shaking your heads going, aha, I knew she was crazy. No, train some heavy cleans if you're, oh man. Cleans are an unsung hero. I've said that a million times, but they teach you how to decelerate things. They, oh my gosh, you know, the process of learning them is a super coordination challenge for a lot of people, myself included. They just, I don't know. The six kettlebell exercises with RKC are so powerful, and there's so much benefit to each and every one of them. So I guess this whole long ramble was to give you some motivation to check out Andrea's awesome new article about preparing for the RKC workshop. And to also just kind of, you know, think about your training a little bit more and to hopefully join all of us at the Health and Strength Conference. That's going to be on August 20th and 21st. And would love to see you there. I'll be giving a presentation along with a ton of other people, some very big names. I'm just, you know, astounded to share the stage with and honored to share the stage with. And just really can't wait. And you know, if you sign up for the VIP meal, there is a filet mignon option. Yes, that's what I got. So anyway, thanks for listening. If you were brave enough to hang in through this whole giant ramble, you probably learned a little bit more about me. You know, I don't usually talk about a lot of this stuff. I'm always asking other people questions in interviews. And, you know, some people ask, well, what about you? How did you get started? So there you go. I hope that helps. And also on my site, I linked to it on a Throwback Thursday a few weeks ago. I have the actual almost real-time account of what happened at my first RKC workshop. It is exhaustive. I know a couple of people have actually read through the whole thing, and which frankly I'm like, oh no, really? What did I write? I can't even remember. It was so long ago. They were inspired though, so I'll be like, okay, that's good. Whew. All right, okay. Safe. So anyway, go read Andrea's article and keep training strong, and I hope to see you at a workshop one day. Thanks for listening.